Joining me now is Pat Lohman. He is the COO with Precision Hawk. And Pat, you know, I hadn't really heard about you guys until we were doing some Twitter conversation back and forth during the ASTA convention, found out you guys were in town. Tell me a little bit about Precision Hawk.
Sure. So first and foremost, we really consider ourselves a data company. We do make a UAV or drone platform. It's a small fixed-wing platform, about 3 pounds. It's hand-launched, fully autonomous, which means after the user actually tosses it, it does all the flying, all the flight path calculations, all of the data collection very deterministically, and also the landing is also hands-off. So we actually started back in 2010. We started actually as a flight software company. So the idea was you have this intelligent software that you could put on many types of platforms, and it becomes the brains of it, obviously to make the flight, you know, fully autonomous, but also a big gap in the industry, especially at that time, was getting quality and more importantly, consistent data. And I think, you know, even now you see a lot of platforms out there that, you know, you're using a remote control to try to fly this platform and tell it when to either take video or take pictures. We wanted this to be not on the user or a human, but let computers do what they do best, which is making things very consistent and doing all of these very complex calculations very quickly. So again, the whole point of it was taking the user or taking the human out of the loop as much as possible to ensure the quality data that's coming out. Started under the name Winehawk. So the very first application was pest deterrent. So it was actually dressed up like a hawk. When it was flying up in the air, it looked exactly like a red-tailed hawk. And the idea was it over vineyards, and it would do big swoops around the vineyard, and if you got out there early enough in the morning, it was actually very successful in keeping birds away from coming in and eating the grapes. Because I saw a hawk, I said, well, you know, I'll go on to the next field that there isn't a hawk and eat their grapes. So it started with that, and while we were up there, the idea was, you know, we're flying anyways, we might as well be collecting data. Now, soon after that, even with the success of the application, we immediately got sucked into general agriculture and a lot more cash crops like corn and soy.
Perfect. I had no idea that's how it actually started. This is kind of fun information. So agriculture and collecting the data, now how does that really, you know, take place? It's all computer generated, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we see the need more than any other industry in agriculture, you know, especially with all of the great technologies coming out with, you know, the GPS tractors and the sprayers, et cetera. They have all of the rest of it down. They don't have a good way to actually collect the data. So right now, generally they're relying on, you know, satellites, which are, you know, they might get a picture of their field once a month at 1 to 2 meters per pixel. They then moved on to relying on pilots to go and fly over their fields, which definitely saves some time. The problem is it's extremely expensive to even get a plane in the air, and you're looking at 50 centimeters per pixel. So it was a world different from satellites, but it still could use quite a bit of resolution. You're going from that world to a world that you can get as high resolution as you really need. You know, we can get down to 8 millimeters per pixel. You can use a very wide range of sensors, and you can get this data whenever you want to. If you want to go out and collect data, you know, 21 hours after a rainfall, you can go and do that, and you can do it yourself because of all the intelligence that makes it very easy to use.
Well, and that's something that is very impressive and very, that's the word I'm looking for, user-friendly to our friends in the ag community. We're all becoming very much technologically more savvy, I think, with the advent of smartphones and whatnot. But making it super simple, you don't want to add any more work to somebody that already does long hours of work.
That's right, and I think that's always been, you know, not only do you take the human out of the loop to make it to make your data better, but you're right. Farmers don't want to be they don't want to be pilots. So there's a farmer should never have to be trained on using a remote control to fly something consistently, because you know, even someone that could fly, that could do that, there's always going to be error involved because there's a human involved. They also don't want to deal with all the data on the back end. There's a lot of, you know, when you're up at a satellite or even manned aviation type of resolution, you take one picture and you have your entire field in one picture. Because of the much higher resolution, you know, there could be 500 pictures that are overlapping over your field, and you need to somehow get this all into one useful mosaic that can be ingested into a tractor or a GIS program. So, you know, most platform companies will look at this and say, oh yeah, it'll give you all these pictures and they're great. But the reality is it's a big pain, and you have to be really an expert to be able to do this post-processing step. So that's kind of where we've taken our company. You know, it started as flight intelligence software. We then made a plane to add more flexibility and add more intelligence, and now we're moving over into the data side, where we're helping you process your data, we're helping you store your data, and we're also helping you share your data with other stakeholders.
Well, that's kind of interesting. So, like, you can not only gather all the information, but you can share it with others. That's something that we don't always talk about. Tell me a little bit about how important that is to the grower.
Well, I think you know, there's two ways that technology has evolved in farming and agriculture. One has been obviously the seed companies and crop researchers that have come through on breakthrough ways of interpreting data or you know, engineering seeds. And then the other part that a lot of people don't think about is kind of the ground roots approach, where Farmer A is talking to Farmer B, and they're learning something about their fields just through that conversation. So I think being able to readily share things, you know, we're used to this in every other aspect of the world, right? We have social media that has pushed that out big time. We have, you know, Dropbox that we can share things over. But it hasn't, you know, it hasn't quite hit this civilian UAV space, which is, you know, certainly it's a very young space. But we think it's going to be very important going forward.
So let's talk a little bit about the availability. You know, I know that for folks that, you know, may think that this is a great idea that are listening right now on our HickChick podcast here, how available is it to the average farmer out here in the Midwestern Corn Belt?
It's certainly available. I think what we want to do as a company is drastically bring the price of our platform down. We want it to be affordable for any farmer or crop consultant that wants to start their own business doing this. You know, to us, again, we're a data company, and if we can help support your data needs without you having to you know, take out a loan for a platform, we think that it's going to be very important in driving new ideas and new technology in the future.
And new technology is obviously someplace that we're going. So this is an ever-evolving thing. You guys don't focus specifically on agriculture, though. I mean, we started that way. But you guys have, like, what, three markets that you guys really hone in on?
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing that we've seen. I think we've always put the focus on agriculture. From a marketing standpoint, and we've learned, you know, a lot about the needs of both crop researchers as well as farmers and consultants. But what we've found is We have a lot of other industries contacting us. I probably hear a new application every couple days from just such a wide range of industries. You know, we're getting contacted by large oil and gas companies. We're getting contacted by environmental companies. The other day I got contacted by someone who needs to manage cemetery plots. I mean, it could be very, very random. I guess the most important thing is that we don't want to change what we're doing, and somehow our platform, you know, as far as an ease of use standpoint, the sensors that we carry currently, which we have about 9 of them, and also just the general data flow, really appeals to a lot of different industries, and we essentially don't have to change anything. I mean, the plane doesn't care what it's taking pictures of, it's been amazing to see these other industries step up and say, you have exactly what we need. What you're doing in the agriculture space is exactly, we can pull that straight over into what we're doing and without changing a thing.
Well, I think you guys
it's been pretty amazing to watch.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty exciting stuff, and I think you guys are definitely on the right path. Who knew that something from pretending to be a hawk to do some pest management would turn into all the data collection that you've done. Pat, this is quite interesting, and I look forward to chatting with you as we go on down the road.
Great. Well, thank you very much for giving me a call.
No problem. He's Pat Lohm, and he is the Chief Operating Officer with Precision Hawk, and that's an edition of this week's Hick Chick Podcast.